This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The people caught up in Denver's municipal court system are typically experiencing homelessness and are disproportionately Black. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
That's according to a study commissioned by Denver's Public Defender's Office. The data shows 38% of 2018 cases involved unhoused residents and about 30% charged Black people in a city that is 10% African American. In the end, 70% of the charges for low-level nonviolent crimes, things like public drinking and sleeping in parks, were thrown out. Now the Public Defender's Office and city council members are wondering why, after the high police, jail, and court costs to taxpayers, these people were arrested in the first place. Public defenders have received a federal grant to hire social workers to connect people with services and curb recidivism. But Denver's chief public defender, Alice Norman, said she'll need more money down the road. David Sachs, Denverite.
Officials with the State Department of Labor and Employment say fraudsters are filing fraudulent claims using personal information taken from data breaches. Executive Director Cher Haven reports that a number of Coloradans who haven't filed for unemployment are receiving multiple unemployment insurance benefit debit cards.
Currently investigating thousands of instances of fraud and working with Secret Service, federal and local agencies to detect and prosecute once we identify the criminals behind the fraudulent activity.
This is CPR News.